The money that we're able to generate doing dentistry is great. It's provided a great life for all of us. But there's memories out there to be made, and a lot of those involve travel or going to do something you always wanted to do and never did. So my advice is to just do it.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody, it's another week and another opportunity to move your practice forward here on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your amazing host, Dr. Tarun T-Bone Agarwal. And this week, I am getting back to something I've gotten away from on the podcast, and that's talking to other dentists and doing some interviews. So this week, we've kicked Meredith aside. Not literally. She's pregnant. That's probably illegal.
Shouldn't kick her.
At this point in time, nor would I want to do that. I'm joking. Meredith's like family to me. But I've got another family member on, and that's Dr. Kevin Pryor from the great, amazing city of the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. You just kicked me while I was down.
Well, you know, we made fun of Cleveland on your podcast.
That's true.
And so, by the way, if you don't listen to the Very Clinical podcast, Kevin is one of the co-hosts of the Very Clinical podcast. But we've got Kevin on to talk about something that I took for granted and was shocking to me when Kevin shared this with me. And it's always good to get a good touch of reality sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And so Kevin said to me, by the way, how old are you, Kevin?
61.
61.
61 years young.
And you've been doing dentistry how long?
35 years.
35 years. And so at age 61, 35 years into the game of dentistry, Kevin finally took his first 2 consecutive week vacation.
Correct.
All right, Kevin, I assumed once we got past the whole, like, I'm making money,
right,
if things aren't going to fall apart stage, that everybody took a couple of weeks off. Yeah. And I've been shocked since you shared this with me. I've asked a lot of other dentists, and reluctantly, many people share that they've never taken a 2-week consecutive vacation. So talk to us about why not and why now.
Right. I think that we can break it down into a couple things. Number one, I didn't have an associate.
Okay.
Which, you know, you bugged me for a long time, rightfully so. Good bugging with love.
No, I know.
About
the listeners know that.
About bringing on an associate. And it really wasn't the right time. I'm sure you can say that about anything. I knew in my heart that was the right thing to do, but my head wouldn't let that.
Yeah, there's a sense of fear, I would assume, right?
And I don't think that, as an aside, you know, I've shared with you, I've never taken your mastermind course, but I can read between the lines.
Yeah.
I know that's my.
You're around us. And, I mean,
I know what
you're happening. You're a faculty member here at 3D Dentist. You've been around us for a long time. So
I know what's happening.
Osmosis.
Right. So one of those things, this is an aside to the traveling, was, you know, I needed to have the ability to pretty much hand my associate my schedule and then fill it in with the things that I wanted to do. And I don't think that 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I would have been able to do that the way I was able to do in 2024.
Yeah, but I don't want you to lose your train of thought.
Yeah.
But I want to push back a little bit, and I want you to. Maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. I don't know. I hear excuses.
Yeah. I
need an associate to be able to take.
I've been learning it.
I don't understand why is that the situation.
Well, then part of it is
talk to the other dentists that are thinking the same thing.
Well. Part of it is I feel like if I'm gone 2 weeks, I could have hygiene running for those 2 weeks. But, you know, part of it is how am I going to pay everyone?
Okay.
You know, there's certainly enough reserve where I could be gone for 2 weeks and, you know, not have that production. But with someone not there in the practice, a doctor not there in the practice, that gives me a little bit of the willies in terms of, you know, if someone has an emergency or something
dentist down the street.
Correct. I mean, I have neighboring dentists.
I assume you have a decent friend 31 years in.
You're getting all the excuses. But there are excuses. I realize that now. So that was a big part of it. You know, another factor is that we've talked about, you know, personally, my wife has been afraid to fly for a long time. So where are we going to go?
Yeah, but I remember you guys took a train from Cleveland to Phoenix.
We've got ways around.
I know you've done a 3-day train ride before.
Yeah.
Each way.
Okay. So there's ways around that for sure. But I think mostly it came down to fear of being gone for that long, you know, so... Not a good excuse.
Okay, so why now? Like, what suddenly changed that made you say, okay, I can do this now?
A couple of reasons. One, you know, you were on our podcast talking about what changes that you've made in your practice and in your life. I realized that...
How long ago did you take this vacation, by the way?
July,
okay.
Yeah. So it was planned... Last December,
okay.
Really. So December 2023.
So you planned it 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Keep going.
So I realized that I am getting older, obviously, and if I want to do these things and make memories, I want to do it now while I'm healthy and with it and can physically do whatever.
And we're still that hair.
And I still have lots of hair to impress all the. We went to Croatia, by the way. Which let me take an aside on that. Missy's half Croatian.
Yeah.
Her father is Croatian. He fled the country, fled communism to come to America back in the 70s. His wife is Croatian. So we went with, Missy went, my father-in-law, his wife, my son, and his fiance. We spent 2 weeks in Croatia. So his dream was to have one of his children go back to his homeland and actually visit where he lived. We went to his house.
Okay.
And so it was heartwarming to me to be there. That was one of the best.
He things. Went with you?
Yeah. So all six of us.
Oh, wow. There.
So we had built-in tour guides.
So you went on a 2-week vacation for the first time in your life.
With my father. And.
Oh, my God. Now everybody stop listening. This guy's crazy.
Yeah. But everyone got along great. Yeah. There was no problems at all. And it was heartwarming. It was like a gift to Mike, my father-in-law, yeah. And a gift to Missy, and a gift to my son and fiance, and to me. And it really was a life-changing trip. Have you ever been to Croatia?
I have not. My brother says it's a must-go-to place.
So beautiful.
It's as beautiful as Greece, they say.
Yeah.
Greece is cheap, but this is even more affordable.
Yeah. So just a beautiful trip, and to be able to have built-in tour guides. You know, like if you had a friend visit here, you would take him to all the cool places, right?
Right. The retreat. My
retreat.
The retreat in my backyard.
And golfing. So, you know, they know the country inside and out. They go there at least once a year, sometimes twice.
And Mike had been back several times?
Mike goes back all the time. They go back like once a year.
So it's not like he hadn't gone in a long time.
Yeah. Okay. And they spend like 6 weeks there. They used to have a home there.
Okay.
So just a great trip, great food, great fun. Saw things I never thought I'd see in my life. Just a great trip. And so I don't know what the question was, but...
I was just saying, why? So you planned in advance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the good, here's another good thing about this. Like in our family, we go on a lot of family trips 1 week at a time, but we're always, Missy and I are always doing the planning. Mike and Dory planned everything. Yeah. So I was just along for the ride, which as a practice owner...
Could you have done this trip in a week? Technically,
Technically, but it wouldn't have been as good.
Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been as good.
I want to go back to the fears because one of the listeners here to say, I haven't taken a 2-week vacation and I want them to hear from you all the different excuses.
Yeah, so the excuses...
I have money... Who's going to take care of my patients?
Who's going to take care of my patients? How's money going to come into the practice? Who's going to pay my employees? All that sort of stuff. Just the normal. So you have said to me and many people, do you really have a business if you have to be there all the time?
Yeah.
And so I knew that I didn't have a business. You know, I knew that I was tied to that place. But having the freedom of another doctor there allowed us to, you know, be able to do what we did.
So,
but maybe, I suppose if this was 10 years ago and it was just me.
Or even 5 years ago.
That's the scenario. Could we have done it? Yes. Would I have been way more concerned and had my brain half there? Yes.
Okay.
And so really the reality was I didn't think about Kevin W. Fryer DDS Inc. for the first 10 days. At day 10, I was like, wonder what's going on there. So I was really able to, we were gone for 2 weeks, but it was really like 13 days when you count the travel. For 10 days, I was immersed in Croatia. And that was great. Didn't have to think about it. Someone else was taking care of everything for me.
All right. So now that I'm done making fun of you.
Yes, please. Okay. I enjoy being made fun of.
No, I with love, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I still don't understand why you didn't do it before, but I understand those fears. Just like I have fears of certain things in life. And
sure,
it doesn't make any sense to me.
Sure.
And once you overcome them, you have that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm hearing is really planning and getting the associate was really a catalyst for emotionally being able to do this.
Correct.
Okay. Now, how did you prepare? Because you haven't had your associate that long.
No.
How long has your associate been there?
January 16th of 2023.
So you made this plan before you had the associate. Okay.
Yes.
So I just want to ask, all this stuff is, I'm just making sure I have my facts straight.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so you made this plan before you had an associate. You got the associate. You're doing this. So in many ways, let's say your associate isn't truly ready.
Yeah.
So how did you prepare that you're going to be gone for 2 weeks?
So, that's a great question. I mentioned offhand earlier this week that I'm trying to replace myself. So has Matt completely replaced me? No. But my goal always is for him to get up to speed to what I'm doing or able to do. So in 5 months' time, 6 months' time, or whatever, was that enough? Probably not completely, but enough to know how this practice runs, what is important to me, what is important to my team. We're able to convey that very well. And, Matt's a good guy and a very talented dentist. So that really wasn't as big of an issue.
So you didn't really have a lot of concerns?
No. I knew he could handle it. I think he might have had some concerns.
Well, okay, let's look back. Let's talk about two things then. What were the main clinical concerns you had? Like, what could he not be able to handle? Like a crown fall off, clearly he could handle that.
Of course. He's started doing extraction and grafts right away in our practice. And I was, obviously able to mentor him through that. So I wasn't that concerned unless it was something like really hairy. And of course, you can just refer that out. He wouldn't have been placing implants on his own then. We planned the schedule so that couldn't have happened.
I guess now you could have a specialist.
Of course. And I told him, if you get in over your head, refer to the endodontist, refer to the oral surgeon. The other thing about this that kind of worked in my favor is the first week of that vacation was over the 4th of July.
Okay.
So we're slow anyway. I'm sure you're so. I always take that week off anyway.
Yeah, so we have a few days where we don't work.
So there's a week where you're typically slow or don't work. And then the second week into July was like a normal week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What do you think what was going on through his head? Did he talk to you about this at all? Do you have any trepidation about this?
Yeah, I think he was a little concerned, but when I explained to him that, first of all, it is going to be over a slow period of time, so don't worry about that so much. And of course, if there was something huge that happened, you can always contact me, but there's going to be a huge time difference, so don't expect me to answer right away. I didn't think he had the normal concerns, but like we talked about, if you need to refer it out to a specialist, do it.
Okay. So that takes care of that.
I mean, the specialist is always in your back pocket.
Okay. Maybe our age will understand this, but I think many people feel that the specialists aren't there to help them when they stop referring them so much stuff.
Yeah.
But I haven't found that to be true yet.
I have not found that to be true either. My oral surgeon is literally across the street, diagonal.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit down the street. I've known him for 35 years. He is like a brother to me. When I started placing implants, we went out to lunch and I said, this is what I'm going to do. And he's like, can you do single implants? I don't care about that. I've got way more. It was almost like, relieving a burden off of him. So he didn't care about that. I do a lot of endo, obviously, but I still refer to the endodontist if it's something that I don't want to get into. So I don't have that problem.
Okay, good. Yeah. But you didn't suddenly, when you started doing implants and endo, you didn't suddenly flip your specialist a bird.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
It's not like this me, us against them mentality or anything.
No, and I think that, you know, just being a good neighbor or being a good colleague, I guess.
Yeah, is being cordial.
Being a nice
guy. We all need each other.
Being a nice guy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Let's take a few minutes to talk about the vacation itself.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So we started in Dubrovnik, which is the southernmost part of Croatia. That's where we flew into. And we spent 2 days there. And basically, my father-in-law's wife's name is Dori. Dori planned for us to basically go up the coast north, visiting basically a lot of seaside towns, and then going inland to where Mike grew up from. So we got to see a lot of beautiful coastline, beautiful beaches, great food. We ate at it wasn't a Michelin star restaurant. It was a Michelin recommended restaurant. It was just like a step below or whatever.
Still damn good.
It was the most amazing meal of my life. It really was. And that was just me and Missy and my son and his fiance. We're on top of this.
Yeah, you had to leave father-in-law out.
This mountain top. Well, they were invited, but they decided not to go. But we're on top.
They were invited as you were walking out the door.
Well, there's a lot of back and forth on that, but that's another story.
I'm messing with you.
On this beautiful mountaintop overlooking the coast, one of the best meals of my life, almost like, is this a dream? It was so great. So that was really one of the highlights. And then the second highlight was when we got to Mike's hometown, the land that he grew up on. There is, it's lots of acres, but there's a Airbnb there. That the owner of that Airbnb is a friend of theirs. So he cooked us a home-cooked Croatian meal, roasted a whole pig on an open plate.
Isn't there a city called Split in
Croatia?
Split. Split, yeah.
We went there too. And just a home-cooked meal on the land that he grew up on. There's a river that runs through that area that Mike always talked about when he was a boy, you know, playing in the river. So Missy got to put her feet in that river that, you know, her dad played on when he was a boy. The other funny thing about this trip is that Missy has a cousin in Australia, Philip, and I knew that Philip was going to surprise her there. So when we were in Dubrovnik the first day, we ate breakfast, went out in the courtyard, which Mike orchestrated all of this, with Missy's back towards where the pool was. And all of a sudden, Philip comes out from behind and in his Australian accent says, "Oh, these American tourists, they're so obnoxious." And Missy's eyes like
lit up
like, "Philip, what are you doing here?" So that was great. And then her aunt and uncle who live 5 miles from us were also there with one of their daughters, her cousin. She didn't know that either. So we were on the beach in Markaska, and all of a sudden, Pavica comes up from behind and says, "These American tourists."
Oh my
and,
God.
And that one, Missy looked like she got hit by a cattle prod. It was so funny because we were kind of dozing off on the beach a little bit. So she got surprised twice. And then like from there on, she's like, "Who else is showing?" Like, that's it. No more surprises. But that was a lot of fun. So it was just a great trip. Like really the...
Was it more enjoyable because you had somebody covering the office and...
I didn't have to worry about it.
Minimal worry.
I think Matt contacted me once, I think. I don't even really remember. And whatever it wasn't important.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
All right, so let's kind of wrap up with a couple of thoughts here, okay? One is, how does this change or does it change your perspective on work-life balance? And then what would you tell other dentists listening in this same scenario, say, hey, practicing, like I would argue 10 plus years, you should be able mentally and physically and financially be able to take a 2+ week vacation. And then, you know, and then so our young dentists can understand that too. So how, if at all, does it affect your work-life balance? And what advice would you give to other dentists who may be in the same boat?
Yeah, so work-life balance, I've definitely taken more time off over the last 5 or 6 years than I ever took off the 25, 28 prior to that, but not 2 weeks at a time, a week every 2 months at least. So to that end, work-life balance, like you only, I mean, it's cliche. We're only going to have this life once, so I want to experience as much as I can. My son lives in Utah now. I'm out there a lot. You know, we're skiing out there a lot. We made two pretty impromptu trips out there this year. One because he ran the Salt Lake Marathon with my niece, and the other because he just bought a house and we wanted to see it. So the ability to just pick up and go, I want to do that. I want to be able to do that.
But I don't want people to think that's only limited to older people.
No. I think that...
Because I want the ability to go to, you know, in my 30s, I wanted the ability to be able to go to New York City or to go to Florida, to go to Arizona, to go to London, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that if I could talk to younger Kevin, I should have just done it. Like, don't be so concerned. I mean, you said something to me earlier before we started. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's in me, but just do it. You know, I want to experience, you know, the money that we're able to generate doing dentistry is great. It's provided a great life for all of us. But there's memories out there to be made. And a lot of those involve travel or going to do something you always wanted to do and never did. So my advice is to just do it.
I think a lot of this comes back to one of our messages that we focus hard on in the mastermind and in general is making a plan.
Yeah.
You know, a strategic plan, you know, for your, whether it's for your business, which affects your personal life and your personal life as well. Like, you know, one of my goals was several years ago was to, like almost 8 years ago was to take a month off.
Mm, that's great.
I didn't have a plan. Like I didn't know where I was going to go or anything, but I took a month off.
Yeah.
And I did it. I just scheduled it. Mm-hmm. I said, which of the months would be the best? I said, August would be the best month to do it. It's generally speaking, one of the slower months in the practice. I just took August off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously I had somebody that I don't think I could take a month off and not have somebody cover the office.
Sure.
And then another goal I had was I wanted to take a trip to Europe with my son to play golf
and
for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so to golf for 2 weeks, you need more than 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
So that was there. And so some of these plans are born a year in advance.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, you know, we started plan. The germ of this trip started in October. The actual planning started in or was finished in December. And again, not planned by me, but the lead in time to, you know, because of the nature of what we do, it takes that far in advance sometimes.
And so I'm going to make up some numbers here, but let's say this total trip is a $10,000 expense, $15,000 expense to go. And then let's say it's a, you know, a $40,000 lack of production. You know, the way I would kind of strategic plan this is I'd be like, okay, the expense, I can't do anything about that.
Right.
Okay. But this, the production, I can compress my production leading into this, coming back behind it. You know, most dentists, you know, by age 10 years plus, they're back down to 4 days a week or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could add a day once a month, you know, to be able to take, you know, like in theory, you went in July for 6 months, you could have worked one extra day per month for 6 months.
Let's talk to that because now I'm remembering there. So we're coming to this 2 week period. I work 3 days a week now.
Right.
We're coming to this 2 week period where we can't schedule these patients for me.
Right.
Right. So I do remember the lead in, like our schedule is jammed. So production, my schedule was jammed. The production was ramping up ahead of time. And then afterwards, also jammed.
Yeah, because you come back.
Yeah, so.
I mean, the reality is you do the numbers.
They
just happen with intention.
The numbers would have been the same whether I was there or not.
Yeah.
So that's really, looking back, if that really was ever a fear, it's unfounded. I was super busy the last 2 weeks of June.
Yeah.
Over busy.
Yeah, of
like
course.
Too much.
But that's the cost of being able to take the time off.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you to take 3 weeks off next summer.
Okay.
Like, really?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Okay, then go.
Yeah, we probably will.
Have
you ever been to Hawaii?
I have. I've been a couple of two or three times.
Never been.
Beautiful.
That's
like, cool. I hiked the volcanoes.
Yeah, I want to do that.
I had a person behind me pushing me. I didn't. But, yeah, no, I mean, like, I just want to keep pushing, right?
Yeah.
And that 3 weeks doesn't mean you have to go somewhere.
Right. That's true, too.
Right. Like, I'm not saying you have to go to Antarctica for 3 weeks and where nobody can get, you know, just don't schedule yourself.
Right.
you know, give yourself that freedom. Like I was talking, I was talking to somebody recently, and I was like, God, I feel like I just have to, the last 3 weeks have been super busy. And she goes, what's been busy about the last 3 weeks? I go, I have to be out of the house by 7:30. Right, or 7 o'clock, or, you know, 7 o'clock. And I'm like, and she goes, I just don't like that, not this yeah. pressure. I've gotten used to having this ability to kind of wake up, do my walk, do my workout, kind of just decompress and then get on with my day.
Yes.
And so I want a little bit of that. Like, so I, you know, for me, I want to take 2-3 weeks off and not have anything scheduled.
Yeah.
Not have to be somewhere.
Yeah, I think there's some benefit to that. I can see that for sure.
And, you know, and so while we're on the topic, to you know, this doesn't apply to you, but to our listeners, is the goal doesn't have to be a 2-week consecutive vacation. It can be, you know what, I'm going to drop my kids to school mm-hmm. and pick my kids up. Or, hey, I'm going to drop my kids every day to school and I'll work late. Or, hey, I'm going to work
right.
and then pick my kids up. You know, or, you know, every other week I'm going to do that.
Right. When Charlie was little, we walked to school every day. Yeah. And when I talked to him, it just came up a couple months ago in conversation of good childhood memories.
Yeah.
And that was it. You know, that's what we walked to school every day. And you had that alone time,
yeah.
just the two
of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things I take away from having to drop and pick up my kids was, it was the forced 10 minutes or 15 minutes each day mm-hmm. that I was in charge. They literally couldn't do anything about it, you know. And I used to do all my little Facebook Lives
yeah,
with Cargerwalds with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I used to play these games of when I got the Tesla, can Dad make it to school without touching the brake? You know, and my daughter, you know, and this has been 8 years now, you know, and she's 16 and she reminds me, like, I remember, and, you know, now that she's got her own electric car, she goes, now I know how you cheated and the brake thing, right? And, you know, and I chuckled when she said that to me the other day. And you're right, Kevin. We do go around once with good planning, thoughtful planning. We can achieve almost anything that we want. And our profession really affords that for us.
And I think that the way we're practicing, having a measure of control over your practice has allowed there to be freedom. I mean, that's one of your yeah. talking points all the time. And I've seen it happen in my practice.
I call it flexibility.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, congratulations to
Thanks.
You and Missy.
Yeah.
And I really do challenge you to, I think what you should do is you should do a course here for a week and then fly straight from here to Hawaii.
I love it.
For 2 weeks.
All right. We'll see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, you know, speaking of, you know, I just got to share this. You know, it's has nothing to do with our conversation. It has something to do with our conversation today. But I was talking to one of our mastermind people, Joel, and I remember 18 months ago when he started with us, he said his goal was to take a 1-week trip to Paris with his wife.
Mm.
And I told him, I said, pick the date, put it on the calendar, you're going to take the trip. Things came in the way and it didn't happen last Christmas that he wanted to do it. But fast forward, I was talking to him this morning. He said, hey, guess what? We just got back from.
Oh, good for them.
And just the smile on their yeah. face. And, yeah. you know, and that comes back to the point of planning.
Yes.
What's holding, you know, understanding what's holding us back. And, you know, okay, so then let's overcome those obstacles. Mm-hmm. Let's get through that. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the fear of who's going to take care of my patients for emergency. Okay. Let's find a local dentist. Let's find the specialist. You know, blah, blah, blah. Who's going to pay my teams? Okay, how much do I have to pay them? Let me save up that money. You know, all of those things, the plan
yeah.
to do that. And I think, and I see this all the time, I think what's really missing for people is a strategic plan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be pretty straightforward. A strategic plan. I did a podcast recently talking about this. But a strategic plan in all aspects of life. So. Any last thoughts, Kevin?
If you have a place you want to go to Croatia. If you haven't been there.
You have an Airbnb you want to recommend?
I would say that I don't want to make this hyperbole, but that trip was life-changing. It really was.
What was life-changing?
So just to be in a different culture. I've been to Europe as a teenager. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, we were looking for different things then.
A long time ago, that's correct. Just a different culture, different way of life, just seeing how other people live. I know it was a vacation that's not exactly real life, but you pick up on things, you know, how clean everything was, how good the food was.
How clean everything was is not what I think of when I go to India, but...
how good the food was. Yeah. Everyone just seemed content and happy. It's a great country. If that was the first two-week trip that we were going to take, I hit a grand slam. So it was great.
Well, the next one's going to be Hawaii.
Hawaii, yes. Want to swim.
For those of you that don't know, Kevin is one of the faculty members in our tooth replacement therapy program.
That's why I'm here.
And he also used to teach our endodontic program, which you've now taken private.
Online.
With online and with Comet.
Yes.
Okay, so you're still doing some of those programs.
Yes.
So to help teach endodontic efficiency and mastery. And so an all-around amazing guy with his own podcast called Very Clinical.
Yeah.
So you and Alan and Zach do that one. And I appreciate having me on several times.
Yes.
And, all right, everybody. Your challenge is to do two-week vacations.
Do it.
All right, bye.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.